You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody. My head turned giant. I'll crush you, Chris. Thank you for tuning in. We are The Real Short Box. My name is Donald.
Shh, I'm trying to watch the movie. I'm Chris.
And my name is Kevin.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin. That's your name. Yeah, there
what
we go.
What are you doing? What are you trying to do?
Trying to slap you. It's not working. thank you for tuning in. We thought we'd do something a little different this time. So we're in a movie theater, actually, waiting, a virtual movie theater, waiting on a Marvel property, a superhero movie to begin, or a DC movie. Or some other movie of some superhero nature. Basically, what we're going to be talking about is, are the superhero properties, have we hit oversaturation with that? What do you all think?
What do you think, Chris? Have we reached the zenith?
I was just thinking about that because we have Moon Knight coming in 2 days. And I was thinking for the first time, even though it was cool as Moon Knight is, and I'm really excited about Moon Knight, I was also kind of like, well, we got another superhero comic book coming, another superhero property coming up. It's just like, it seems like one ends and another one begins. And then right after that, then we have Morbius coming out next week. And then we have Doctor Strange in a couple months. It's just, I think it's very daunting. I think it's a little, you think about how many things are coming out this year. If it was just one a year, I think it would be more like, yeah, that's because you're getting less of it and so the anticipation is building more. But I don't think they're giving us time to build that anticipation.
Or time to breathe, I guess, how you feel. Time to breathe.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're not like, oh, I miss the superhero stuff because I haven't seen it in a few months, but it's like, oh, there was a superhero thing like last week. So no big deal.
Totally understand that. Let me ask you, as far as these properties are concerned, particularly the ones that are coming out soon. I mean, Morbius is that's April of this year. I mean, that one. That
Friday.
Was, yeah, I mean, that was came and it's going to come and go. I think from what I hear I think it would make a difference if they were good. The problem is we're getting Venom 2s and we're getting Morbiuses and we're getting stuff that's being just
mediocre.
Thrown together willy-nilly. Yeah, and they're not as good as one would like them to be. And that's the problem. I think if they were all excellent films, we would be more inclined to accept them. And I think the problem they have is, particularly Disney / Marvel, is that they want them all interconnecting. So they need you to remember certain things that happened. So they have to come out with the next film that attaches or aligns to that. And then the series, maybe ramifications from that back when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Soap opera. It's a big soap opera stretched out in multiple places.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, what do you do in that instance? Do you strike where the iron's hot or do you let it chill a little bit and create again that pandemonium, that excitement that happens when the first Spider-Man from Sony with Tobey Maguire was released? Because I remember that was insane.
Yep. And the time for that movie was perfect because it was released about 8 months after 9/11. And you remember one of the theme songs, you know, a hero to save us, you know, one of the theme songs that was played at the end. So it was just perfect timing because the kind of the country just and the world just needed to see a movie like that after suffering a real life traumatic event. So that's what kind of kicked off. Well, I shouldn't say that. It kicked off really a few years before that with Blade, but just the modern day superhero movies kind of kicked off with that Spider-Man movie because it was so huge.
Let's not forget that Blade ushered in a different type of superhero film, but we already had superhero films like Barbed Wire and Steel and The Phantom. And Shadow and, you know, so on, Tank Girl and, you know, on and on and on where they would try these properties. I think what's the saving grace for DC is also doing them in. the lack of interconnectivity. I think if they leaned in hard on that instead of being wishy-washy, you know, are you connected or not? If you're not connected, then just tell a good story. And if you are connected, how? And then tell a good story. And that seems to be where they have trouble. And I think that's a lot of the fatigue. If these were just really solid, good films and they were creative, I think we would have less of a hard time. But because some of these are not so creative and they hit what's called now the Marvel formula, we're seeing them produce these pictures that are very similar in scope and very similar in story, and it's becoming a rather big yawn for a lot of people, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I think that may be why I like the Batman a bit, because it's not, it's its own thing. It's not connected to anything. I don't have to have any kind of pre-knowledge. I don't have to worry about it, you know. Am I going to have to watch this or this? We know it's not connected to, you know, the DC universe. It's just its own thing. And so it just makes it a little less looming. It makes it a little less scary to just, like, take it all in.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's absolutely true. There's less work that's entailed in it, and less time that has to be invested. And for somebody that works a lot, let's say, but is a casual fan, you know, you don't maybe necessarily have the ability to be like, okay, so what happened in the last film? I got to go back and watch that other Avengers film, and it was 3 hours. What? You know, that creates an issue sometimes. So I think just creating a standalone film can help save the fatigue. And I think if they just dial it back, I agree with you, Chris, that they dialed back some of that. And there is other trains of, you know, schools of thought, so to speak, that say superhero films are fine. They're doing super well, and a lot of people don't want them to scale it back because they love it. They're enjoying it. This is their time, in other words. And to those people, I say, you know, yeah, it absolutely is your time. It's the time of the nerd. It's the time of the comic book geek. We're seeing it in a larger scape, a larger form, and a lot of us are enjoying it.
In some ways, it's similar to the middle of the 20th century, when you had so many Western films. You know, you had so many Westerns. They're just such a super, super popular genre. And, you know, it took maybe a good 20, 30 years for it to start fading out a little bit. But it was just a very popular thing. It's reflected the times that people were living in. So the superhero genre, I feel, is the same. Oh, my goodness, look at that. I feel it's the same way. Is he trying to eat you, Chris? I think he's trying to eat you. Oh, wow. Well, the superhero genre is definitely the Pac-Man at the box office. It's just eating up and gobbling up the competition, that's for sure.
Was it Jared Leto? He was quoted saying that he thinks that Marvel kind of like, or just superhero movies in general, but especially Marvel, have saved movie theaters. That without Marvel, movie theaters would probably not exist anymore. What do you guys think about that?
That's an interesting statement.
It's a fair point. I feel like, though, if there wasn't Marvel, we would have something else stepping in. I think we'd see more Star Wars, more Star Trek. We'd see more science fiction.
I agree, because you remember back in the late 90s through about the mid to late 2000s, you had a series of very successful franchises. It wasn't the Star Wars prequels. It was the Lord of the Rings movies. It was the Harry Potter movies. There were just multiple franchises going on at the same time that, yeah, people would have gravitated towards something. Mm-hmm. Something would have been the big phenomenon.
Phenomenon?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I think there's always going to be something that's going to pop up and take its place. So if Marvel's not there, there's going to be something else. If DC's not there, there's going to be something else. And whether it be more well-received, well-written scripts that tell a good story. And, you know, like, I'll tell you what I miss. I'm going to be honest with you. Comedies. Like, we don't get enough of comedies out there now. When I see one, I'm like, oh, I must take care of you and treasure you and feed you and pet you. And, you know, like, you have to, like, really, if it's something that you want, you have to support it, and you have to be very vocal about it, and you have to let them know, this was great, this was a lot of fun, I really enjoyed this. Like, we watched Uncharted recently, and that movie was a hoot. I mean, it wasn't a comedy per se, but it had a lot of comedic elements to it. But it was an action adventure based off of a video game, which is another well that they could really, really go to. I think there's a stigma with video game films because a lot of them were poorly produced and quickly done. And I think that's unfortunate. And I think that can be changed and easily. Movies such as Resident Evil, the original one, and this one Uncharted has proven that there can be successes in franchises from video games as well.
You gotta think about this though. The only video game movie that's ever actually made money was Sonic the Hedgehog. The rest of them have lost money. The rest of them were box office failures.
I thought Tomb Raider did well, the first one.
It didn't make its money back.
It did all right. The Resident Evil films, I wouldn't see why they would make like 6 or 7 of them if it didn't make money. I'm pretty sure the Resident Evil films was a popular franchise that made money.
You can call those films though?
Wow. Would you tell that to the film? Would you talk to Paul W.S. Anderson's face?
I would definitely say it to his face.
You know, he'd slap you if you told him that.
Okay.
Oh, I shrank down again.
Man. And his wife, who's a star of those movies, would definitely slap you for disrespecting her and her franchise.
Okay, let's make it like the video game.
Let's just all slap Chris.
Stop it! By the way, a movie just came out recently, The Lost City. That looks like a lot like a fun action comedy. I actually want to check it out.
It is. I saw it. It is a fun action adventure comedy. Definitely recommend it. It's a lot of fun. It's cute. It's not perfect, but it's cute. And it's something that's welcomed in this world of oversaturation with superheroes for sure. So I think just more diversity in films, in genres, I think would be nice. But I think we can still find a way to keep around all of the Marvel stuff and the DC stuff. I think just like maybe scaling it back slightly and being a little more creative. I don't need another Batman film. I don't need another Superman film. I would like to see Metamorpho in a film. I would like to see the Demon in a film. I would like to see Resurrection Man.
Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, Martian Manhunter in a film, like a detective film or something with the Martian Manhunter. Be creative, guys. Find a way to make it a superhero film without exactly being a superhero film. Ooh. But I think that's the way to do it. So I guess with that, my name is Donald.
My name is Kevin.
And I'm Chris.
And if we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at the fair. Conscionable and always righteous comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.